Options for learning SUSE Linux Enterprise, from free all the way up to instructor-led paid-for training, right now on Novell Open Audio. Welcome to Novell Open Audio, the podcast that connects the Novell user community with what's going on inside and around the Novell universe. I'm your host, Ted Hager.
And I'm Aaron Quill.
And today we're here to give you a little bit of an overview of learning options for SUSE Linux Enterprise.
How to get up and running quickly.
We had this a lot of requests. People have asked us, you know, how do I get more learning on Linux? Knowing our audience and knowing that we have a lot of people from the community, after our listener survey revealed to us that a lot of people are non-Novell customers who are listening to this, which is great. We welcome you and we're glad you're here. We know that some of them are college age, some of them are younger than that. And if we threw a lot of classes at you that cost thousands of dollars, I'm sure that there would be some people saying, oh, that's great, but what about me?
How can I go out and learn on my own?
Right, so we're going to give some free options. We're going to give some training options that are lower cost and then instructor-led options as well. There's going to be a bunch of different stuff to cover. Before we do, we got a news item for you.
Yeah, we do. We've got an updated copy of SUSE 10.1.
Actually, it was announced by Andreas Jaeger, and we'll link to it from this episode so you can check it out. What does SUSE Linux 10.1 Reloaded mean, Aaron?
So what it is, we actually have taken all the current patches, an actual working package manager, and everything that's been updated to this point, we've bundled it together and we've just burned a new ISO so that when you start out and you do the install, it's not going to have to download a bunch of patches to get you up and running.
So if you haven't pulled down the new version, if you're still using old install media and you're installing 10.1 from that, get the new ISOs. Those are the CD and DVD images. And burn the new one because it'll get you up to date or pretty darn close to up to date with 10.1.
But if you've already got a server installed, obviously there's no reason to download this at all because you already have the patches applied and installed.
Right, right. And one other thing, we're getting really, really close. In fact, it might have already happened by now, but I want to hit the OpenSUSE wiki myself and see if Beta 1.
Oh yeah, I'm quite excited to see this. Beta 1 of version 10.2.
10.2 with a bunch of the new KDE stuff, and we still have to get Stefan Kulo on the show. So anyway, let's get into the training options here. And I think since we're talking about OpenSUSE anyway, let's start with the OpenSUSE wiki as a place that people can start.
Oh, that's a fabulous place. There's so many cool things that I have learned and figured out how to get up and running and configured off of that website.
Yeah, this is one of the places that you can just cruise around through and find out stuff. In fact, when XGL and CompEs first got released about 9 months ago, where they were released into open source and said, hey, these are ready for people to test out and play with, it was at that point that the OpenSUSE wiki suddenly had the pages show up. Here's how to download it, here's how to compile it, or here's the packages, and here's all the things that you need to do to get your video drivers working, to get this working, to get that working. And since that time, we've polished up the process a lot, but it was a good how-to. It walked you right through the process.
The other thing that I've seen that's really cool on the OpenSUSE site is, although everything really pertains to OpenSUSE, a lot of times if you're trying to figure out how to get something working on a different distro, this could really help you.
And the reason why on that is because the 10.1 version of SUSE Linux, OpenSUSE now, 10.1 was the checkpoint base code that we used for SUSE Linux Enterprise, both the server and the desktop. And so what you've got with OpenSUSE is you've generally got something, well, with 10.1 anyway, you've got something that was the foundation for SUSE Linux Enterprise. And we pull a bunch of packages out. We really streamline the desktop. We advance a few things. Like we didn't introduce the driver download process in OpenSUSE. We put that in SUSE Linux Enterprise. There was the new GNOME main menu and a couple other features that we put into SUSE Linux Enterprise, but 99% of the stuff that is in SUSE Linux Enterprise was actually on OpenSUSE as well. Plus, OpenSUSE has hundreds of other packages, maybe thousands of other packages, depending on whether you're using SUSE Linux Enterprise or SUSE Linux Enterprise server or desktop. So there's a bunch of different things there. I want to finish out one other thing, though. Just as a sample thing out there for somebody to check out as a how-to that's on OpenSUSE Wiki, you can check out the VMware setup. That's one that I actually, a project I started. And then Martin, I think his last name is Muse, a guy in Germany actually kicked in and he started working on it with me, and we were troubleshooting stuff, and we ended up writing a page for how to install VMware, how to uninstall VMware, how to update VMware, and a whole bunch of other pages there. And this is just like a how-to guide with VMware.
So it's pretty much always just got to circle back around to be about you, huh?
It really does.
Yeah. Okay. So what are the interviews we've got today?
Well, we've got first up Susan Salgi from the Cool Solutions team. She runs Cool Solutions website, which is a free resource.
Oh, that's one of my favorite sites. There's so many good pieces of information there.
And then after that, we talked to a couple of the guys from Novell Training, and they're going to talk to us about the various options that we have for learning more about SUSE Linux Enterprise. They'll tell us whether their courses are already up to SUSE Linux Enterprise 10. They'll tell us what course options they have. They'll tell us about free courses, as well as computer-based training that you can get. They extended a very nice deal to us on computer-based training. And then they also tell us how to find instructor-led courses if you actually want to sit down in classrooms and learn from the masters.
Well, let's check out the Cool Solutions interview. Today we have Susan Salgi with us from the Cool Solutions site. Susan, hi.
Hi.
And today you're going to talk to us about new users using Cool Solutions, correct?
That's it.
And learning Linux, of course.
Right, which is, of course, the point.
Maybe give us the quick overview. What is Cool Solutions? When did it start? What's it
do? Cool Solutions is actually kind of a cool thing from Novell. It was started about 10 years ago, in fact, literally 10 years ago, to support GroupWise users, because we found that GroupWise was this fabulous product that people weren't using enough of. And so we formed this sort of magazine-style community where we would post articles and tips and tools and different things that are all completely free for the customers to come find. And so as Novell added more and more items to its, you know, price list, we began supporting more and more products. It's been a really nice thing to do for Linux because we've got a whole range of Linux users. We've got people that are just complete geeks that are out there coding and don't need any help but have a lot to offer. And then we get people that are just trying to make that transition from Windows to Linux, and they're very, very good at Windows stuff, but they aren't very good at Linux stuff yet. They know they need to fix that, and so they come to us.
So Cool Solutions, I've been to the page many, many times before. It's really kind of a collection of different things, right? Because you've got standard posts, and you've also got wikis.
Right,
and then you've got download areas. What sorts of areas are there?
We've got a weekly sort of issue idea, because it did begin as a magazine, so we have articles and tips and that sort of thing, and we send out a newsletter every week to tell people what's new.
And now, what types of articles are those? Is that like how to use a product or something new that came out, or it can really just kind of be anything?
It's a whole range of things. We have some really neat things for brand new users. Don't know if you're familiar with Brainstorm. They're the training one of the training partners for Novell. Very good. And they do tips for us every other week for SLED users, SUSE Linux Enterprise Desktop users. Easy things that you wouldn't think needed any help, but they're really good to give your end users, like how to use OpenOffice to do vertical alignment, or how to use GIMP, or how to use, you know, they just go through things very, very simply, use a little Flash piece in there, and users really like this. So if you're an administrator and you've got desktop users, this is a great place to send them.
Okay, so I've got that opening kind of weekly. How often did you say it's updated?
We alternate. So we have SLES 1 week and SLED the next week, and we alternate back and forth.
So it goes between desktop and server.
Desktop and server. And then we also have a weekly work group, Cool Solutions, that includes OES. There's some really good stuff in there as well.
Okay, so that's kind of like the opening magazine type format thing that I see when I first go there?
That's what you see when you get there. But then when you scroll down, and the pages are really long because we have so much content in there. But as you scroll down, you'll see we've got the cool blogs. And so Ted, of course, sort of owns that space and recruits bloggers for the different products. So we've got some really good bloggers in there talking about Linux stuff now. And then we also have a wiki set up for each product line. For example, SUSE Linux Enterprise Server, there's a ton of stuff out there that's posted in the wiki that people can just go read. I mean, it's documentation. It's all kinds of best practices information.
Yeah, and in fact, I know Ted and I actually have written a couple of those up there. We wrote one on like how to get eDirectory up and running on SLES. We did one on how to get MediaWiki installed and configured. I know there's all sorts of different...
It's fun to use a wiki because if you know something is done a better way, you can just get in there and fix it or add to it. So it really makes it a very collaborative piece.
So for the new user, do you actually have a page? There's a person, let's say, who just wants to go to Cool Solutions and get started with Linux and start understanding it. Do you have any resources like that available?
We don't have it organized that way because we organize it by the product team. We used to have a Linux for Newbies Cool Solution that kind of went away.
Why did it go away?
It went away because a lot of the newbies became not newbies anymore. The people we had taught were now sufficiently trained to go on to just consume the normal stuff.
Does that mean the resources that were there are gone now, or are they still online?
They're pretty much faded away, but we could start that up again if there were any interest. If we got a lot of customers asking for that, we would start that up again.
How would somebody get in touch with you to say, hey, can you get that back
online? They can just email me. I'm at ssalgy, it's ssalgy at novell.com.
Also coolguys@novell.com?
Coolguys@novell.com also gets to me.
All right.
Kind of back to Ted's question. So I'm a new Linux user. I want to come to Cool Solutions. What's the easiest way for me to get some of these really cool tips on using Linux?
So if you are brand new and you're an end user, you can go to novell.com and just in the search field, just type in a couple of things. One thing you could type in is brainstorm, and it will pull up a list of the brainstorm tips and articles that we posted from them. And they're really a good spot to just start. I don't know about you, but I know that a lot of our customers find that there's training that you can take that's very, very rigid about telling you do this and this and this in this order.
Right.
Cool Solutions is different than that. It's very freeform. It's you just follow your nose like you do with the web. So you go in there and you look around and you say, oh gosh, I didn't even realize that there was something, how to use calculator in OpenOffice.
Right.
Well, let's think about that for a while. So you just start exploring yourself. So we don't do as much organized training. We leave that to the good folks at training services, and we just rely on, here's all this stuff, come in there and explore, have some fun.
So you said brainstorm's a great thing for me to search on. Mm-hmm. What else were you going to say that's a good thing
yes.
to search on?
Oh, yes. I guess it was in 2005. We had a contract with a guy down in Australia. His name is Tom Russell. He may even be listening to this. He's a diehard Novell fan.
Hi, Tom.
And a diehard diehard Linux user and trainer. And actually, he created a whole series for us about just using Linux for the newbie, because he does this for a career. He down there in Australia, he trains people that are trying to move from Windows to Linux. They call that the digital divide, and he's working on breaching that. And if you go into novell.com and type Stomfi, which is his pen name, it's S-T-O-M-F-I, S-T-O-M-F-I, type that, you'll find all of his stuff. You'll find his author page, which lists all the stuff that he's ever written, and that's probably a really good thing for you to just bookmark. But you'll go in there and you'll find that there's so much more to Linux than you ever thought possible.
Oh, cool.
So one last question for you, Susan. You get contributors from all around the world,
right?
I know. What do they get for contributing on Cool Solutions?
Oh, we have a very fun system, the Novell Rewards system. So as you get things published, whether it's a tip or an article or a free tool, which, by the way, Cool Solutions has a vast, over 1,000 free tools for you to come and download that people have just donated, sent in.
Some for Linux, some for ZenWorks, various
right.
products,
it's all over the place. And it's just a wonderful resource. In fact, we get a lot of people saying, that's worth my time just to come see what's new in the tools. So if they contribute any of those things, they win Novell Rewards points, 75 points, 125 points, 250 points for app notes, that sort of thing. And then we have this huge catalog of things ranging from a Hawaiian cruise to iPods to big screen TVs to all kinds of cool stuff that
and
you can just
come. And it's just one article for the Hawaiian cruise, right?
Yeah, one article times about 1,500. But come to Cool Solutions and poke around, and I think you're going to really find it's a fun place to be, and it's a great place to hang out and learn.
Cool. You can check out Cool Solutions at www.novell.com/Cool Solutions. That's where you can opt in to the Cool Solutions newsletter, and you can also search through various articles and things. And there's Linux stuff as well as what Susan said, a lot of other things. I'm going to take a moment here just to remind people also that this makes Cool Solutions makes a great complement to Linux Reality, the podcast by Chess Griffin that I know some people listen to, because that's got a lot of starter tips and things. And what you'll find is if that's the kind of content that you enjoy, if that's like the starting level that you enjoy, you're going to find that Cool Solutions can start you right on that kind of stuff as well, and it'll make a great complement to that, but it'll also range right on up all the way through the largest of enterprise deployments and administration as well. So we give Linux Reality yet another plug on Novell Open Audio, and thank you very much for joining us today, Susan.
Well, thank you for having me.
Now, having learned a little bit about cool solutions and the OpenSUSE Wiki, and also knowing that the OpenSUSE Wiki has pointers to other resources out there, including mailing lists and things like that, now let's talk to the guys in Novell Education or Novell Training and find out what they have to offer there. Everything from online training, some free certification or evaluation tests and things like that, all the way up through full instructor-led training. So let's check that out. We've invited to join with us today Stephen King, who is the director of Novell's Training Services Division, and Peter Albrecht, the manager of our Linux Certifications and Testings Program. Wanted to find out from you guys today a little bit about the program that's going on with Linux certifications. But Stephen, maybe you can tell us a little bit about what your organization does. Give us the high overview of what all your different responsibilities are.
We'll definitely get into that. To start with, training services in a nutshell. Our goal is really to speed the adoption and effective use of Novell's products. So obviously we have a lot of products in market. Today we'll focus perhaps on the Linux space. But we cover all of the products that Novell has and all the solutions as we bundle those together. And our goal is to make sure there's training offerings, whether it's certain classes or white papers or whatever we need in market, to make sure that the listeners here and our customers and partners are able to then adopt those products and implement them for our customers.
Okay. Since we have a listening audience, and when they hear training, they might immediately think, maybe this is one I'm going to pass on. You got anything to offer in this interview?
Absolutely, Ted.
Like a promotional kind of thing. I mean, not just because your charm and personality is here already, but do you have any kind of promotions?
Ted, just for your listeners, of course we do.
Exclusive offer.
Exclusive today only. No, but we'll definitely talk about that in detail. So just so they know, what we're going to offer is... Actually, Ted, if it's all right with you, we'll wait to answer that maybe a little later. We definitely will announce a promotion just for this audience that we'll launch and release with this podcast.
Let's get into a little bit about Linux and Linux certifications, because this is part of our SUSE Linux Enterprise 10 series of podcasts. And a lot of people actually have asked us to do a coverage on what training options are available from Novell and why people should care about them. So we've had SUSE Linux Enterprise 10 out in the market for somewhere around 75, 80 days at the time that this goes online. With that, do you guys have courses that are already doing SUSE Linux Enterprise 10?
Yes, definitely we have. So immediately when we released SUSE Linux Enterprise 10, we also released all our course curriculum upgraded for the version 10, and we also released the two new practicum exam for the certification.
So you're saying that these pretty much came out the day that the product shipped.
Exactly.
Congratulations. Yes. Yeah. That's nice. It used to be sometimes the product would come out and then it would be, you know, 6 months later that you'd finally have the instructor guides for that next version. That's great that it's coming out on that kind of timely fashion from you guys. Peter, you mentioned you got the courses out there. Give us a quick overview of what some of the courses are, if you would.
Our course material is somehow twofold. So we have two levels of certification and the courses prepare for these two levels. One level is the administrator level certification, which is called the Certified Linux Professional. And then on top of this, we have an engineer level certification called the Certified Linux Engineer. And both certifications are done using what is called the Novell Practicum technology. So we really have a hands-on practical certification, not a multiple choice test like you know from many other certifications. You really have to do practical work during the exam and to prove that you know the things and that you know how to do and how to apply all those things.
Then it's computer-based testing still?
Yes.
Because I know that there's always been the difference out there. There's been the adaptive tests and things like that that used to be out there for certification and stuff. And they were multiple choice tests. You're saying this is actually, when you get tested on this, it's pretty much like hands-on administration?
Yes, it's working in this way that we have two virtual machines where SUSE Linux Enterprise Server 10 is running in, and you get a list of tasks you have to perform, and you have to do some configuration things on these two virtual machines.
Okay, I know how to do it one way. Another person knows how to do it another way. Both ways may end up getting the same result in the end, but you might see slightly different configurations on it. Does it handle that kind of thing?
Well, it's obvious all the results have to go into certain configuration files, and at the end what we do is we check the contents of these configuration files. How you put those things in there, if you used the graphical administration tool Yast, or if you did this by manual editing of the configuration files, we don't care. We just care about the result.
Okay. So let's just get right down to the heart of what the audience of Novell Open Audio is like. I mean, we've got a lot of different people, a lot of IT professionals listen to us, but we've also got a big chunk of the Linux community. Somewhere around 40% of our audience are people who claim to not be a Novell customer or a Novell partner or anything like that. They're actually independent listeners on this. We've got some students, some are independent hackers, you know, developers and things like that that work with Linux. Anyway, the point being, financial constraints do exist for some of our listeners out there. So in the spirit of free as in beer, what do you guys have as far as free offerings? What kind of things are available?
Great question. So what's free? A few things that we've done, and I'm going to say free and low cost if I can cover both of those for the audience. So first of all, what we've done in Novell Training Services for the first time in the last 6 months, we've actually rolled out a website now where we actually address what free courses we have. So out there, there's some upgrading courses that you can look at. We talk about our bridging course promotion for those in the OES space. But if you go out to the training services site, so novell.com/training, there's actually a link out there where you can go to this complimentary page that actually talks about what you can get. To your audience, you talked about it's a pretty diverse audience that are Novell customers and they're interested in Novell right now. So we actually have a big push into the academic space. We've done some new partnerships where we have some new course materials coming out that are low cost. You can get our kits instead of going to a full instructor-led class. So the kits you can purchase, they retail from, you know, between $300 and $495. And then there's also some books that we're
putting out
there.
These are full self-study kits?
Exactly, Ted, where you can self-study the material, you know, set up some labs and go through the exercises. So we've really tried to do a full range of offerings so you don't have to feel like you have to go to a class and spend $2,500 every time you have a question or want to learn something.
And are those in multiple languages, or are they primarily English?
English is the dominant language, but we do have different materials available for your audience listening in different regions.
Okay, so we'll put the URL that you mentioned on the links from the show in the show notes. Since we've gotten a little bit about the free stuff that's out there, people can go out and explore that. But let's talk about instructor-led classes. What kind of instructor-led classes? And Peter, you mentioned some of the exams already, and I asked you a couple questions on that. But give us an idea of the terrain on the different classes that people can, what's the entry level like if somebody just wants to take a class with us?
We have the classes which prepare you to take the exam, and we start from the beginning. So if somebody has just heard something about Linux, there's a new kind of operating system, I don't have any idea about this at all. So we offer something for those people. There's a course which is called SUSE Linux Enterprise Server Fundamentals, which really offers the knowledge to people who have never touched a Linux system before. And then we have some additional administrating classes on this, and in total we have three classes for the Certified Linux Professional. As I said, that's the administrator level certification. And if you want to go further on, we have two additional courses which cover all the most important networking services in a Linux environment. And then we have a special 5-day class dedicated to Linux security. So everybody who's interested in going into this field or who needs to get the knowledge on this will find a very good class there as well.
Ted, one thing that I like to point out about these instructor-led classes, one of the main things we hear in training services is, what's the availability of these classes? Can I find one near me, or where can I go? I don't want to travel, you know, across country every time I need a class.
Yeah, that really adds to the cost.
Exactly. So one fun thing that we had this summer that kind of happens, we have a training locator, and we'll give you that link that you hopefully can post out here as well, so people can go directly and see what courses they want to take from the curriculum that Peter discussed. One thing that we had happen, so we have this locator, and it has so much memory and space available for these classes. Earlier this summer, we actually exceeded the capacity of our locator. Our partners had posted so many classes out there. So at one point in the summer, there's over 4,000 classes available where you could get this at a location near you.
Are these classes fairly popular, or are the partners just adding a lot of classes out there?
Great question. One of the things that we're always focusing on is we don't want our partners just posting classes out there to get two and then combine classes. So we're continually pushing for the popularity. So what we've had to do is make sure as you post those classes out there, there has to be an intent to hold them, not a bait and switch or a move you. So the classes have been extremely popular, especially with the Linux space, where people are looking. They want obviously the certifications, but also just the knowledge on what do I need to know. And as Peter's talked about, the classes were available right when the product was there, and the interest has been phenomenal.
How about the practicum, Peter? If you go through all these classes, how well does it get you prepared for the practicum? I mean, can somebody go from these classes right into that? Does it require a lot of further study or what?
Well, it does not really require further study, but what I always recommend is that you really get your hands-on experience. So if you just sit the classes and you decide you want to take the exam immediately, I would say this is not the best way. Of course, this might be a good way for quite a lot of people, but in general, I would really say set up your SUSE Linux Enterprise Server 10 and do some practicing, and then you should be well prepared to go for the exam.
And when we mentioned also the depth of the classes, like how much do you guys get way down into stuff? Like, are you teaching people how to, say, pull down patches that may be from source code and that kind of stuff in this? Or does it more get at the practical skills of just like the networking side and the basic setup for a default configured system? Where would you say the difference is on that side of things?
Well, when we thought about how do we design the contents of these classes, we thought about what does somebody who is working as an administrator or as a manager of a larger network, what kind of knowledge do they really need? So it's not just we show you how to set up a DNS server, but just with the basic tools we have, for example, in our YAST, we also show them much more advanced configuration topics. Of course, we had to limit all these things at some point to get to a point to say, okay, this is what most of the people really need. And if somebody really needs some additional knowledge, well, then they need to acquire this by themselves. But this is not just really scratching a little bit on the surface. It really goes quite deep down.
And a huge part of open source software then, from leading off from what you just said, people need to be able to find stuff. Huge part of open source software is the social aspects of it and the fact that you can use Google and things like that to find out how to do a lot of different stuff. But there are good resources out there and there are resources that may be a little more sketchy. Do the classes actually cover much about how to use online resources that are out there, how to get into, you know, finding out more from where the class leaves off?
Actually, yes. So this is already part of our first class, so which is just the fundamentals course, so where people are coming which do not have a deep idea about open source. And one part of this is how to find more information. So what kind of information is provided with the system? So talking about man pages, info pages, and so on. But of course, we also mentioned where can I find more information out on the web? So if one part would, of course, be going to Google and search for this. But there are lots of other information available on the web. And we make them familiar with this as well, yes.
Let's get really practical about something. Maybe, Stephen, you can answer this one. I used to be a Novell instructor. I used to train CNEs, and I also used to train Microsoft Certified Systems Engineers. And it was interesting because there was the term a little bit paper CNE going around the industry, but Microsoft really like brought it to new levels of attention with people. This term paper CNE or paper MCSE became such a big thing in the industry that it feels like certification may have lost some of its original value that you might have found it had in the, say, late 80s, early 90s. And then late 90s, it seems like things all went higgledy-piggledy with .com. But I haven't personally seen a whole lot of demand for the certification side of things, so I have some skepticism about it. Do managers actually look for certifications these days?
Great question, Ted. Thought of a new promotion as I was listening to the people you've actually trained. Maybe we'll have a special promotion for them at the end as well. I think as a manager, you're looking for certain things. And the certification, the concept of that means this person understands what they're talking about. As you've talked about, that kind of evolved, right? So in the beginning, we had certifications out there for partners to help with our technologies, and then it evolved as Microsoft blew it to a whole new scale on here's your paper test, get your responses.
You're so much gentler about it than I am.
The reality is for this, the goal of the practicum and why Novell went a certain way with our testing is we don't worry so much about the paper test. We worry about proving the knowledge of that individual. What we do believe as a manager, especially an engineer or someone managing administrators, we believe they always want to be able to know that person is qualified and isn't about to bring your system down doing simple administration tasks. So the goal for us in the practicum, as Peter talked about, is let's actually have them do it. Let's actually show that they know what they're talking about and that they've done that in a real-world setting. So as such, the practicum allows us to test for that and go from there. If you looked in the industry, do managers still look for certifications? You can do a Google search and see how many people actually have, you know, certification as part of their mandatory requirements, and managers do.
So like if I go out there to monster.com or any of the other career-oriented websites that have job listings, I'm going to see demand for Linux certifications. People are asking for those?
Yeah, so on the certification part of that, Ted, I think you will see that there's a decline. There won't be the percentage you would have seen as you talked about, say, 10 years ago. But what you are going to see in those job descriptions is they still need the competencies behind that. So they need the skills. They need people to do the same tasks that they've always been doing. But they're looking for a valid way to test that. And that's what the practicum does and why the CLP and the CLE that we offer really fills a niche that hasn't been in the market for a while since the paper certifications came out.
So I'm picking up from what you're saying on this that part of your argument then is when you get past the, you know, this is going to be something that shows on your resume and may get you past the resume review round where manager throws out 99 of the resumes and keeps one or keeps two. And it's going to help in the interview to differentiate you from other candidates. Is that kind of what you're
We are absolutely taking certification to a new level, Ted. To say it's not paper-based and it's not you read a book. The goal here is you've actually done it. And that's where CLP and CLE will be known in the market and is known in the market, is that our people that have those certifications actually can do it and can come right in and implement the solution.
Okay, so I'm a guy that self-studied. I learned a whole bunch of stuff from the web. I know how to use forums of different sorts. I go to whatever wiki for my distribution might exist. I go through Google and search for stuff. I've learned a lot through doing that kind of stuff. And now I feel like I've got a pretty good level of skill. How do I determine what classes I need to take? Because frankly, I think that maybe your classes won't teach me anything because I already know a lot. So how do I know I'm going to get value out of that?
Well, it's quite easy. We have what is called a technical skills assessment, which is an online assessment. At the beginning, you get a list of all the courses we have. So starting from the fundamentals and then the different other levels. And so you just pick up one of those assessments. Each of the assessments consists of 30 questions. And you go through all the questions, and at the end we evaluate your answers, and then we provide you with an idea. Okay, obviously you already know a lot of those stuff we cover in this course, so you might be interested in looking at the TSA, Technical Skills Assessment, for the next level course. Or if you already have the knowledge for, let's say, all the administrative level certification, we would point you, well, why not just take the exam? Obviously, you already know all the material you need to know for the exam, so just go for the exam.
Okay, so in other words, then you've got a service there that's available to people online. And 30 questions, I'm going to guess, are these practical like questions, or are they just more multiple choice type questions for the assessment?
The questions for the assessment are multiple choice type questions. And as I said, we have 30 questions there. 10 of those are easy questions, 10 are intermediate questions, and 10 are different difficult questions on several topics. And the combination should give you a good idea where you stand and which course should be the right one for you.
So it might take somebody somewhere around 20 minutes to 40 minutes to go through one of these tests?
Yes, when you start these assessments, you see a clock going down, which gives you 1 hour. But most people will, of course, finish this assessment in much shorter time.
Okay, how much do those cost to use?
These are free.
Oh, cool. Well, that's nice. That lets you home in on, I already know this much stuff, so maybe I only need to study a little bit more to have that one class completed. I don't need to pay for it. And then I can move on to this other one where I crashed and burned and didn't know anything.
Yeah, and maybe if I just can add on this, let's say where you have quite some knowledge on the topics of this class, but not deep knowledge on this, a suggestion might also be, well, obviously it's not necessary for you to go to an instructor-led training. Why not just buy the self-study material for this course and just check out which gaps you need to fill? And so this is also an option. So we do not always recommend, well, and now you need to go to the instructor-led training. If you have just some gaps to fill, a self-study kit should be fine for you as well.
Well, so you've actually made it easy for somebody not to just have to go take all the classes. That's cool. But what would be even cooler here? What'd you guys bring us? Meaning, what'd you bring for the listeners? You said you got a promo, so let's have it.
All right, Ted, just for you. Actually, it's just for your listeners.
Yeah.
What we'll do, Ted, let's do this. To make it easier and accessible for everyone, what we'll do is we'll do a promotion through ShopNovell so that anyone can go out there and purchase this. And since the topic today
is ShopNovell.com, or is it ShopNovell.novell.com? We'll leave a link to it.
We've talked about CLP and we focused on the certifications. We actually have a bundle. So one of the advantages, we actually take all the courses so you don't need to purchase them individually, is a bundle. It addresses that price issue, gives you a bit of a discount. So today we'll do even more. What we'll do is we'll put out for the rest of October, we'll do a 30% discount off the purchase of that bundle.
Can we get 35?
Oh, Ted, you're a hardcore.
All right, fine, 30.
We'll do 30 and time with Ted, five
See,
minutes.
If you'd said 25, then I could have said 30, and then you could have given us even more.
Absolutely. Should have done the stretch. Should have set that one up better, Ted. There we go. So what we'll do is the 30% through the month of October for any purchases on the bundle. And as a courtesy to the listeners, it'll be there and ready to go.
All right. So thank you very much for bringing something for us out there. We'll make sure that that's linked from the episode as well, so people can just click right on through and find this stuff. And guys, anything else that you want to tell us about certification before we wrap?
Nope, Ted, we appreciate the chance to be here and to talk about the training. And if there's any questions, we'll put a link out there as well that they can ask any further questions they need clarified.
Great. And you guys are at novell.com/training, right?
Yes.
Excellent. Well, thanks very much, guys. So with that, training services, cool solutions, and a lot of different web resources out there, this gives you a whole bunch of different areas that you can get started on learning some things about SUSE Linux Enterprise as well as OpenSUSE. That's pretty much a wrap for our show. So remember that Novell Open Audio is brought to you by your friends at Novell Users International in conjunction with Novell Incorporated, and all of our programming is put together by the feedback from our listening community. Contact us by emailing to openaudio@novell.com. You can also leave comments and rate shows on our website, which is www.novell.com/openaudio. That's it for this time. We'll see you next time.